We're learning Tais Vesyoimi, we're in Maseches Bava Kame, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and there is a very, very interesting topic here, which is not that pertinent to our discussion about different kinds of source of damages. Rather, we quote this teaching as a teaching of Ula in the name of his teacher, assumably, which is Rabbi Elazar, and they taught something in the topic of a miscarriage. And actually, I saw, this is just a few lines here in the Gemara, but there are lots of Taisves here, which I was very excited about, because then I can choose from them. So I chose the top one on Amud Beis, which is Gzera Mikzata Atukola, which is the question. Basic question here is, when you have a miscarriage, this means that in such a case, we are speaking about such a case, we're speaking about both human and animal cases, and in both cases, you see that you don't see the child, the embryo, the fetus you don't see, which means you cannot be sure what you see. The basic case is that you see first day something, second day something, and you don't know which is what. So you have several options to think. You can think that the first one was the fetus, or it is enough for us, for our purposes it's enough, either if the head of the fetus, even though in a damaged form, but there is, or the majority of the body of the fetus is inside. Or you can assume that, no, it's empty, it's just things that are accompanying it. Fetal sac. Or you can assume the same at the second day. So that's it. So the basic thing here, which Ula wanted to teach, is that Ein miktzat shalya bevlo ulad. You can rule out one of the several possibilities that you have here. The possibility that you can rule out is empty sac. There is no such thing as empty sac. Why is it interesting? Because if you assume that there is an empty sac, then most of the cases you go with the very well-known concept of a sfeik-sfeika, which is a double doubt. Oh, even in English it sounds so funny. Just in Hebrew, sfeik-sfeika, double doubt, which means there is doubts whether if there was any kind of child in the fetal sac, maybe it was empty, maybe not. And even if you assume that it was not empty, which is already a suffix, already a doubt, then you assume that it was either a majority or the head. In order to what? In order to say that in such a case you count numbers, you count the days for a woman, even after a miscarriage, because after a miscarriage you have to count the days of a woman for impurity, just as if it were just a real birth giving. So this is the question: which should you take? And Ula says you should take the first. Why? You cannot know. Yes, you can, because there is safek, no sfeik sfeika here. Second safek removed. We ruled out the possibility of having empty fetal sac. There is something in it. So now you have only one doubt. Maybe there was Rosh HaRubo, maybe there was head or majority, maybe there was not. Okay, so one safek, one doubt, you already go to stringent. If it's a safek deraisa. So what you say that I assume that there was, but only to the stringent direction. So basically this is the teaching of Ula. And the Gemara wanted to say, but really, it's no chidush. Because if somebody learns good about kashrus of animals, shchita of animals, slaughtering of animals in order to eat them kosher, if you learn this Good, then you already know this, so you don't need Ula to teach this. Why? Because you find in our Mishnah that it says, Mishnah in Chulin, which is all about slaughtering, it says that when you find after slaughtering the fetal sac, even though this is, you see that this is not complete, this is already reason enough to prohibit what can be found inside. Because if you find an animal's womb, fetus, and it contains a valuable meat, basically you can sell it. Why? You can rely on the principle that the fetus is considered as an organ of the mother, as long as it doesn't born. After it goes outside, then it's already a separate entity, and since it has started to come out, since you see the fetal sac, then you are already in doubt. Maybe something came out. If something came out, if it was head or majority, then it means that it's no more organ of the mother, and this means that if you want to eat, you would have to slaughter it ritually, but you didn't. You just killed it, so it counts as a trefa. It's prohibited to eat. So this is the Mishnah's teaching. Mishnah says, you found a fetal sac, you won't eat it. Why don't you eat it? You assume the reason is the very same as in the case of Ula. Why? No such thing as empty fetal sac. Something there was in it. So there is only one safek, one doubt here. The doubt is whether it was the majority head or nothing special, just small parts. And because of this suffix, you will prohibit it. And then comes the Gemara and tells you, no, this is not actually the case. Really, the case is it was just a gzera. It's a gzera, it's a rabbinical enactment in order to prevent something which is not relevant at our case of the woman. So it says, if it were it only for our Mishnah, we would believe that there is such a thing as an empty sac, and there comes Ula and tells you that no such thing. So what was this rabbinical enactment? And this is Taisa's point. The basic question is, which also Rashi deals with it, why cannot you apply the very same reasoning back to the woman? The very same rabbinical enactment. Why is it impossible to apply to her? So what was their enactment? Enactment is a gzera miktzata atukula, that you may switch a partial fetal sac with a whole one. You may see people who say that this is permitted, you can eat it. You can eat a partial fetal sac because there's nothing special, it's just organs of the mother. And the mother was slaughtered kosher way, so you can eat just like you can eat every organs of a kosher slaughtered animal. You can eat even what you find anywhere around the fetal sac. So there is nothing to fear about that. Maybe it's a separate entity. Maybe it came from the fetus and the fetus was not slaughtered correctly. So no such fear, really. Because this is the fact, actually. If you don't have Ula's rule, if you just as I told you, the Sfix Feka, the double doubt, maybe it's empty, maybe it's not, and even if you assume that it's not empty, maybe it's just few small parts in it. So therefore, you don't have an issue, don't have a concern with it. So this is what you say, really. But if you have the whole complete fetal sac, then it's sure that there is an animal. So we are just fearful of the people. The people may switch it. This is an assumption. You can read the Mishnah as well in this way, that maybe Maybe you could have eaten, and there is only a rabbinical enactment about it. And comes Ula and says, no, it's not rabbinical prohibition what you see in the Mishnah, it's a Torah prohibition. Okay? So this is the Gemara. And I want you to see first Rashi, because Tais Fes argues on Rashi, so it's useful to see Rashi. And it's not every part of Rashi is relevant, because there are some parts even of the Mishnah which are not pertinent to our topic, which Rashi has to deal about. And this we can skip. So let's start reading Rashi from Inkamlad. Okay, it's third line. So people would say, oh, there's nothing here, nothing fetus, we can eat it. So they will allow it to eat because the mother was slaughtered collectively. So this is a strong concern that people will eat something which is nevela, which was not slaughtered collectively, which is the fetus, which is a new entity, a new being. Yes. Avol gabe isha. So here comes our part. But in a case of a human, lo nechush lemikzat letame taharat. The Rishon. In a case of a woman, it cannot be a gzera. Okay, so let's figure out. What if it's a gzera? What if it's a gzera even in the case of the woman? If it's a gzera even in the case of the woman, this means that Ula's law just doesn't exist. So Ula said that the rule is you see the first part, you see the partial fetal sac, then you start to count the days. You recognize, we assume that you can recognize if it's only partial fetal sac or complete. And you see the partial, you already start to count, says Ula. Yes, because we are worried, maybe it's something, there is a significant part is there. And you can say, no. Why are you so sure about it? Ula didn't say this. Ula said, you must count. Ula said only the rule. The conclusion we drew by the Gemara said that, okay, so maybe Ula says this. Okay, maybe he says, maybe he don't. Maybe there is a gzera. Maybe it's the very same gzera as the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we said, okay, maybe it's just a gzera. Okay, if you do a gzera in the case of an animal, you can do a gzera in the case of the human. And if it's a gzera, there is no reason to assume that there's a real thing going on here. It's not that, oh, because we are so sure, we have some kind of background knowledge, like a Masorah, like a tradition we have, that there is always something in it, so which removes the special status of a space vehicle. No, maybe it's gzera, the same gzera. You have it by animals, you can have it by human. If you can, whole thing is out. So why is it not so? Avol gabei shalom nichush lemikzas letame and taharas derishon. Okay, so what would be the exact concern? You would see partial fetal sac. And then you should count. Why? Because we're worried that even if you see a complete fetal sac, you won't count. Okay, so why? Why shouldn't you count? The whole thing is about it. The whole thing is about... Okay, so you count the days even for miscarriage. This is basic. This everybody knows. The whole concern is about when you start to count, on the first day or the second day. If on the first day you have the partial, and the second day everything what is left comes out, for the second day, at latest the second day, you must already count. You must start counting. You cannot say that, oh, I'm pure. No, you're not pure. You had a miscarriage. It's impurity. Either on the first day or the first second day, you must have started to count. So there's no reason to say that You might switch first day and second day. All what you're afraid of in the case of the woman is maybe the first day there was already Rosh HaYerubay, head or majority, and this should already count as a Torah impurity. on the Torah level. And so no rabbinical enactment here, says Rashi. This is not a concern. It's no reason to take such a gzera, such an enactment. They won't switch it because they will see. People will see that on the second day. Ah, yes, interesting. He says, the second day, so there are rabbis here, and there are average people. Rabbis won't switch. We are not worried about the rabbis switching. Rabbis learn good. And rabbis are dealing here with telling the woman, so now you should count the days of your impurity. On the second day, rabbis will tell her, please count the days. So people won't switch and say, Rabbi didn't said on the first day, because there was like partial fetal sac, maybe even when a complete fetal sac, you won't say, this is not a concern, says Rashi. Because people who are standing over there, for this, you need the assumption people standing there always. Both on first day and both on second day, because first day they will tell nothing. People will think, oh, no impurity, I miscarriage, Baruch Hashem. Second day they will say, oh, I missed it. Because second day they said that she is impure. So they will understand. It's not true in the case of the animal, because in the animal it's not like two consecutive days you watch it and you understand the whole situation. By the case of the animal, you won't eat it and that's it. It's not that easy to get the case. Okay, so let's see Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Gzer miktsas atukula, miktsas atukula." Lav davke, not so precise, not so exact. The eich nuchal let ois lehatir kula. So we go back to the case of the animal. The animal, in the case of the animal, there is a whole complete fetal sac, and people will say, let's eat it. Why? Says Tosfos. Why should people say, if there is a fetal sac, complete fetal sac, people will say, oh, let's eat it. There is a fetus there. You cannot eat the fetus. The fetus is nevela. The fetus was didn't have a kosher slaughter. Shegam beyetzias miktsasa hayetze asur midoraisa. Interesting, it said. Even the first part, when it came out, it was a Torah prohibition on it. Velaika menon gzera mashe bifnim atu mashe bechutz. Okay, so what came out, you cannot eat. So this was not the teaching of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's teaching went just as we learn what is inside. So if something comes out, partial fetal sac comes out first day, then you shecht the animal, then you slaughter the animal, then you find inside second part of fetal sac. What is outside is prohibited to eat from a Torah perspective, and what is inside, you could have eaten, but you shouldn't, because there is the gzera here. Why? Because... I don't know why should you, because there is suffix here. The suffix... If it's true that the major part of the animal already left the body of the mother, the womb of the mother, then it's over, both here and both there. So what is the difference inside and outside? Okay, Rashi said it, and in Chulin Rashi says it, afilu ma shehaya bifnim bishat shchita. Yes, you can say that this is organ. What is inside the womb of the mother could have said it considered an organ. What is outside is not anymore an organ. Yes. So there is no need to have such a gzera, because what you see out, from the same reason as Rashi said in the case of the human. In the case of the human, people will see and will recognize and will never switch. Taisvet said, neither in the case of the animal as you presented, they won't switch, because what they see outside is prohibited, either partial or complete, it is prohibited anyway. And what is inside? There is the prohibition. So no such gzera. We don't do such a gzera. Inside, outside. People won't switch inside and outside. This is a recognizable difference. Ve'oid. Igazrinanatu kula be'isho namiligzor. Okay, Tosfos just tells us the possibility that he is planning to argue on Rashi. He will see, even in the case of the woman, say that there is place to have such a gzir. Okay. This is, now it's just trailer. Then, at the end of the Tosfos, he will say what he has actually against Rashi. Now it's just introduction. Hello, yesh loimar. So what is the real reading according to Tosfos? The aturuba keyamrinan. So it's not atu mik atu kula, aturuba. It's not that partial field sec compared to a complete. No, not compared to a complete. Compared to the majority. What is this complete to the majority? The sharis beitzias miktas mashe bifnim. So what would happen if you would allow them to eat what is inside? This was the big question. What? What will they switch it? Mishum kol asher bevema. Kol asher bevema. Oh, this is already interesting because I saw in a different Tosfos sentence that I didn't found. Obviously, this is a pasuk here. Kol asher bevema. Yes, it said. Sorry, but I have to look up it in the computer because it said kol bevema. What is kol bevema? Is not in the Torah. Okay, kol asher bevema should be there already. The kol asher, no, it speaks about korban. Okay, Tosfos obviously has a pasuk here. I don't know where is this pasuk. I didn't find. Anyway, it's apparent that it says that there is such a pasuk. Kol asher bevema tochelu, like this. You should eat anything which you find inside an animal. So what you find inside is an organ that you can eat already. So Tosfos has something to rely on in the Torah, which I currently do not find in the text, but you will forgive me this. So you can eat what is inside because you have a leniency from the Torah. Even though that there is a doubt, maybe you cannot eat it, because if really the most of the animal, most of the fetus came out already, then I don't know, it's some kind of border case, what do you say about it? Is it an organ or is it something? If it came out already, it should not be an organ. Okay, so what came out is not an organ, what remained inside is an organ, so now it's interesting because now you're splitting into two parts the same fetus. What came out is part, what didn't came out is not part, so it's already, thin ice. But so Sistashvas, that's basically you can rely on this pasuk in the Torah, which I don't find. Okay, my time. Oh, okay. I think that the case is that you can say, okay, maybe it's good, maybe it's not, I don't know. And they will switch it with such a case when they do know. They do see and they do have the tools to check, and they can say that, yes, what left the body, I'm sure I know this is the majority, and anyway, I allow. אף על פי שיש לחוש שמא יצר רשם ועשה מקצס, יובי להתיר ביציאס רובוי עשה מיעוט שבפנים, הייתה עימה. ולא ידעו שבמקצס הווה ספיק ספיקה. Yes, and this is a problem already. Because they won't know that. So people will think, you can eat what is inside because you can rely on a single doubt, which is not true. You can rely on a double doubt and not on a single doubt. What is the double doubt? Maybe. Same, all over. It's only a single double doubt, which I speak about the whole day today. Maybe there is something, maybe there isn't something. Even if there is something, you cannot know if there is Roish, Rov, head or majority in it. You cannot know. So people will say that, okay, so on a double doubt you can rely on. But if you already know something, if you already have the tools, you are not allowed to eat what you find inside, because the only way to eat it is to rely on a sfeik sveika. And this is the issue. Aval gabe isha la shayach lemigzar. Okay, this which Taisfes now presented is not shayach in the case of a woman. Why? They won't err because there's no reason in what to err. The hashvat rov lemikzas. So what do they care about if it's rov or mikzas? Aval bavehem ali yitu loimar shema shebifnim. The oilom einai ke yilud kol zman. So they will think that all time that it not came out the whole, it is not edible. So Taisfes doesn't speak out the case of the woman. What was the case of the woman? It is no reason to say such a confusion. Why? What was the case first? Okay, let's remind us. What was the case? There was a woman, first day, second day, and when to start counting. And they said we should start counting on the first day, even when it's empty, completely empty, and no nothing. It's just fetal sac and no fetus. So what is the concern? They will say, okay, maybe. That they count from the second day, even in a case, and they should count from the first day. I don't know. I think. Okay, it will speak out later. Inami bishalagaz rinan limnois miyoim rishoin. The humra the ose lidekula. Okay, now it starts to speaking about counting. We don't make this xera in the case of the woman, because it's a stringency that leads to a leniency. The dilma lo yimnu miyoim sheni la meyav la yemei tuma. So maybe they don't count it from the second day. So you have to count from the second day. The halacha is not like Ula. The halacha is like Rova. If you see in the Gemara, this is true, that Ula says on the first day you are already choishesh. There's already a concern of impurity, but on the second day you should have to start to count. But what would be the case of the gzera of the isha? So let me think about it a moment. So these first answers are very interesting. It says the second says that maybe you won't start to count even on the second day, because the second day you really should start to count. Laimnu, this is the humra lidei kula, that there is a problem could come out of this stringency. The dilma laimnu meyem sheni la mehav la yemei tuma. Inami, or the isha loy gazrinan de apushe tuma lo mavshinan kidam rinan beitza, because there's a general rule not to have any kind of such a gzera in this field of halacha at all, like tuma tahara. Mihu lo il pirashnu de lo ay reili inyan tuma. But Taisfes had a very interesting alternative reading, that there is no issue of tuma at all, ritual impurity here at all. This is not the case here. Ella asr labala. Because if a human impure, this means like in a ritual state, and there is another thing. They cannot be together with his wife, with her husband. So this is the case here, which was consistent about with what the Tosfos said above. So this shifts the whole thing. I don't know how does it finish. Maybe this is our job to finish this line. And now we come back to Rashi's explanation. What did Rashi said? That people will see. The lo asela met a the kevane hazu de miki yalda besheni metamneila. Rashi said that people will see second day of the woman that they are making him. The rabbis are making him impure. Bekashe, it's a problem. It's a problem. The hazinon, the metaminon lo besheni amre mishum de nafka kula. Oh, it says. Yeah, it says, yes, because the whole came out. According to Rashi's explanation, the chazinon, this is what they see, the metaminon la, that the metaminon la b'sheini, amre, they will see that we made it impure. We, the rabbis, people will say that we, the rabbis, made it impure only because. Mishum denafka kula, because it all came out. So, yes, what's the problem? This is the reason why we're making it impure, because all came out. Yes, in the case of the woman, they will say all came out, and this is a problem that because it's not true, and this still has some concerns. So let me just summarize the end results of all these things we have said so far. Is the main issue here of Tosfos is that if something comes out, for sure it is osur. If something is inside, it could be permitted based on the posuk koil asher bivemo. Yes, and the gzera is, if some part came out, we could say that, okay, so you can eat what is inside. And in this case, it's not possible to say what Rashi says, that you are going to mess up when a small part came out, says Tosfos, you are not allowed to eat, and nobody will allow you to eat, and you won't miss it to eat, because it's an Isur Deraisa to eat it, what came out. So this is not the problem. The problem is that you are going to allow what is inside, and what is inside is also not allowed if comes out Roshay Verubay, the head and the majority, and it says, if they will see that just a small part came out and they allowed what is inside, then they will assume that, okay, so now we allow always what is inside, even if a small minority stays in. I don't really get what's the difference here between Roshay, Rubai. Because the two, like, I think this is more like practical differences, that one can be seen from the outside and the other cannot, because this is what Tosfos says, the atu ruba de kamrinan the ishorias beyatzias miktas mashavifnim. So basically, you should allow what is inside if only a small part comes out. Mishum kol asher befema, because you have this nice posuk here. Afal pishi yesh lochush. You really don't have here the concern. Shema yotza roishay beoisay miktas, which sounds that if the head comes out. Yes, I heard it that Roshay Verubay, the head and the majority, it's like a similar thing like in Sukkah, but in a similar fashion like in Sukkah. Even in Sukkah, if you want to sleep in the Sukkah, your Roshay Verubay, your head and your majority should be inside the sukkah. And I think that this is similar here, that if you want to eat something which is inside, you need to have Reishai Virubai inside the womb. So if Reishai, it says, if Reishai comes out, it's already no good. You cannot eat. If the head comes out, there is no Reishai Virubai anymore inside the womb. But we're not concerned if the head came out, because we don't know if the head came out, and we have a nice fake sveka to allow it. But Rov you will see. So I think that this is the main point here. Roish you do not see. Roiv you do see, because it's Rov, it's a quantity, and it's easier to see. And the Roish is a quality which is not so easy to see. So even if people will see that, oh, rabbis were lenient, they allowed to eat what is inside because just a small part came out and we don't care how much of a part came out. And I heard from the local Talmid Chacham that even it could assume that people will know about the famous rule of Achare Rabim Lehatais, that we always decide according to the majority. So this is not actually the issue here. They do know about this. What they don't know is that they are missing Roishai Lerubai. The head and the majority, they mess up. That they will see that, okay, Roish, we can allow based on a Sfeik Sfeika because we don't know if Roish came out or not. But Rov, we do see. This is not so clear. So it says Mishum Afa Pishel Yesh Lachu Shema Yetzer Roishel. Okay, so we don't see the head because we are only concerned. We are actually not concerned if the head came out. But I say Miktsas. So this will lead to Yovei Lahatir Beitzias Rubai, which is something palpable. I say Miutshebifnim, the minority that is inside. Mehai time, because it's a similar thing. Well, v'lo yodu shebemiktsas sevei sfeik sfeika, and they won't know that this is a sfeik sfeika here. Avol gabe isha lo shayach lemigzor. Migzor, in the case of the woman, there is no relevant to say such a gzira. The lo yasi lemite, no, they won't lead to same issue. The leika time of a mayitu lehashveis roev lemigzas. Avol bivei mayitu loimar. So this is the actual issue here. People will say, what is inside is something to allow, and we don't say that it is as if it was born. So the basic idea that you have to remember about this whole thing is that in the case of a behemoth, in the case of an animal, what is outside and what is inside are two different, separate things. Generally, you say, if this is a minority which came out, then the minority which came out is forbidden to eat, and what is inside the womb is allowed to eat. And in the case of the woman, no such separation. Because in the case of the woman, there is only one question. In the case of the animal, there are two questions. Do you allow it, and do you allow this, and do you allow this? In the case of the woman, you allow the woman, or you forbid the woman. So there is a single issue. So no way to mess it up. No such case exists. Let me point out that what I was confused about is no gzera here. Although it would be possible to imagine such a gzera, but such a gzera is not spoken about. So it's not the standard type of gzera of Roishu Miktsasai Ruboi. You mix in the Roish Rov factor. Because in such a case you could say that people will mess up, even about the lady. That they will see that we allow the lady based on a small part and not on a bigger part. So this we could have said, But he didn't say that. This is not Taisvah says. The main key things that he said is in the first last wide line, first narrow line, and basically this is the main idea. Yes, so this way it is understandable that he says that this way, even the Gzera makes more sense than Rashi's Gzera, and Taisvah want to say. Even it would be possible, according to the Maharsha's reading, which I leave as a homework because it's not so a simple issue, that even in this case, what Rashi says is quite easy to believe. But Taisvah says, no, if you are afraid of this, if you accept this kind of reasoning that you said just now, then it follows that you already accept my Gzera, the Taisvah Gzera, the Miktas, Sai Ruba Ixera, which I won't say in detail because simply I don't get it, but this is what he said, I just say it over, and that's it. And the other thing, what you saw, is very simple. It's a general rule that there is no Ixera at all in a case of Tuma, but Tuma meaning ritual impurity, which prevents the lady from eating Truma, provided that her husband is a kohen, then he can eat truma. Only a few days after giving birth, or unfortunately, this time not giving birth. But anyway, this explanation goes well if you assume that the issue here is the ritual impurity of the lady. But Taisvah says that it explained earlier that this is not what we assume. The real problem here is Lasor Labala, because there is the case of Nida. She cannot be together with her husband, and therefore it's no reason to say this here. Rather, we stay at this special Gzera, which Taisvah introduced about the confusing the case of a palpable case and the non-palpable case, and people will just say, oh, so it's so they allowed what is inside, so they will always allow what is inside, which is not true, because if they see either Roisher or Rubai, then they will not allow it anymore.